The grade averages what the FEA feels was each lawmaker's respective score from the 2017 and 18 legislative sessions. In factoring a grade, the union took into account 13 bills from 2017 and 7 bills from this year, including several amendment votes.
We focused on bills that would expand and create new vouchers for students to attend private schools, permit teachers and education staff to carry concealed weapons on campus, prohibit a school board from granting extension of contracts for effective or highly effective teachers and support personnel.
That's Joanne McCall, the union's president. She says the FEA also zeroed in on bills that would change the time frame for struggling schools to be turned over to charter companies and to take away union protection. But McCall says a vote for one bill in particular, HB 7055, wouldn't allow any lawmaker to score above a C. For that reason, Democratic Senator Bill Monford received a C+.
Those items that were in 7055 were detrimental to public schools, traditional public schools. And he represents superintendents, and our folks weren't happy about that.
Monford, CEO of the Florida Association of District School Superintendents, has historically been vocal about education issues. He was critical of the 2018 session's education funding, which he thought saw a paltry per-pupil increase. But in 7055, a large bill that McCall says log-rolled good measures in with bad, Monford felt the good weighed more heavily. He says some portions of it corrected what he saw as missteps made in the 2017 session, like giving school districts less discretion to spend Title I dollars and charter schools sharing capital outlay funding with traditional public schools.
Now, the part of the 7055 that they did not like was the part about the recertification of unions. And I understand clearly their concern. I had that concern as well.
But, Monford says, he and his peers in the legislature are sometimes faced with black and white decisions on expansive bills.
There were several things in this bill that I liked. There were some that I did not like. But the question is, and the simple fact is, you either have to vote yes or no.
In the Florida House, 47 Republicans got a grade of F on the FEA report card, while only a select few Democrats dipped below an A or B grade. Meanwhile, 16 Senate Republicans received an F, and no Democrats failed. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.